The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Come in. Welcome. I'm Tammy Grimes. The race is not always to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. The operative word, of course, is always. Most of the time, however, the swift finish first and the strong prevail. I know all about David and Goliath, but people who bet on form insist, and the record bears them out, that a good big man will usually beat a good little man, all things being equal. There's another operative word. Equal.
But this is madness, my queen.
Perhaps.
Then you admit it.
Yes.
I cannot understand. I tell you, we cannot meet the Roman army in the open field. We are asking for certain defeat.
I believe that victory or defeat must follow the will or even the caprice of the immortal gods.
I cannot accept that.
That is because you are not a barbarian. Our mystery drama... The Heart of Boadicea was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Sam Dan and stars Marion Seldes. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
Hi, Pat Summerall for True Value Hardware Stores reminding you that along with year-round values on the tools you need, each month True Value Hardware Stores highlight one outstanding value as their tool value of the month. And this month, it's a five-piece combination wrench set for a low $349. This quality set comes with five Drop Forge chrome vanadium wrenches, size 3/8 to 5/8 inches, all in a convenient pouch for neat, easy storage. You can get it now for just $349 while supplies last at participating True Value hardware stores and home centers.
Taking a laxative?
Yeah, traveling throws my system off.
But so can a laxative.
Not Metamucil.
That's Metamucil?
Metamucil Instant Mix, in little packets.
Oh.
Easy to take along.
And easy on your system. Because Metamucil is made from natural fiber with no chemical stimulants, more doctors recommend Metamucil for really gentle relief.
I like that orange flavor.
Mm-hmm, me too.
Easy to take.
If not nature, Metamucil. Read label and follow directions.
Steel-belted radial white walls from only $47.20 at Cassidy Tire. It's true, Cassidy's own regular or all-season steel-belted radial white walls with two belts of steel are now as low as $47.20. Just $47.20 at Cassidy, where top-quality tires cost a lot less. No wonder Cassidy Tire is Illinois' largest distributor of the fantastic Uniroyal Steeler, the tire rated number one in treadwear by the U.S. Department of Transportation and projected to last up to 24,000 miles longer than Michelin. And at Cassidy, all new tires, including your new 4720 Cassidy steel-belted radials, come with free mounting, balancing, brake inspection, and safety check of all tires. Pay cash at Cassidy and save 3% more on all tires, excluding taxes. Cassidy service value. Front-end wheel alignment now only $19.95. 12 great locations. For the Cassidy tire nearest you, call 226-4395. That's 226-4395.
Almost 2,000 years ago. The place? A clearing in a dense, almost primeval forest near what is now the city of Colchester in England. This is a holy place, amidst a grove of sacred oaks. In the center is an altar. Kneeling before it, a tall, auburn-haired woman, a warrior woman, for she is wearing armor. But the armor is pierced and broken and bloodstained. Standing above her is an old man with a white beard and flowing white hair. He is dressed in black. He is Cynwyn, the High Druid.
Boadicea, Queen of the Iceni, why have you come to this sacred grove?
Cynwyn Archdruid, holiest of mortal men, living voice of the immortal gods, I have come here to die.
Musicians, wake the gods. So that they may hear the plea of Boadicea. the mountains. I speak here now for Boadicea. Listen then to the story of Boadicea. Let it be told so that you may bestow upon it your blessing or your curse, that you may pardon or condemn. Listen, O gods.
Speak quickly, white-haired old windbag, for you are nobody and you speak to no one. Oh, Sinwin, you are a lie, and your gods are lies, and it is you who have brought me here, to the silver cup of poison, and our great Celtic people to their death and destruction. Smell the fires, Sinwin, and hear the screams of our immolated sons and our violated daughters. What has brought me here, to the sacred grove, to the holiest of oak trees? In but a few moments, I shall drain the poison from the silver cup, and Boadicea will be no more. When did it begin? It began, I know now, as he lay dying, my husband, Prosotakos, king of the Icy. And with the will he made on his deathbed.
Boadicea.
Yes, my lord.
I have caused the will to be written.
The will, my lord?
Yes, my queen.
But, my lord, what need is there of a will? On the death of an Iceni king, his widow ascends the throne.
The Romans show no disposition to honor British customs. Therefore, I have been advised to leave half of my estate to the Emperor Nero.
The Roman Emperor Nero? Why?
My love, you must realize half a kingdom is better than none. This way, he will accept the legality, and you and our daughters will have something.
But if Nero wants this kingdom, he'll take it. At any event, there will be bloodshed. But in the end, he will take it.
No. The Romans love the byplay of legality. And we already have the imperial assurance from Nero himself that he will be satisfied with the arrangement.
From whom do we have this assurance?
From the Archdruid.
Is it so, Sinwin?
Yes, it is so.
How?
We have been told. We have the imperial assurance.
Where is it?
Where?
May I see it? Where is the parchment?
We have the emperor's will.
Do we have it in writing?
One does not insult the emperor of Rome by demanding a signature to his promise.
My queen, I feel that the Emperor Nero will keep his promise.
But, my lord...
My queen, it is blasphemy to dispute with the dying. Kneel, all here in this room. Kneel, as this favored one of the immortal gods waits for a passage across the river of darkness. Kneel.
My husband, the king, had not long to wait till his eyes closed for the last time. And I had not long to wait for the arrival of Cato, the Roman procurator of Britain. A big, bulky, fleshy man. He rode into the royal palace with a cohort of cavalry clattering behind him.
Halt! Halt!
Welcome, Cato Decinius.
Welcome. Who is this woman?
I am the widow of King Prosotagus. I am the queen of the Iceni.
Queen? Where Rome rules, there is only one queen. Octavia, consort to the Emperor Nero, in whose name I take possession of this palace and of all the property therein.
Where is your authority?
My authority is this sword and the 500 spears of my men.
We have the imperial assurance from the Emperor Nero that we are to share the kingdom equally.
Where is your document?
My document?
To prove the existence of this assurance.
My husband, King Prosatogus, he wrote a will.
Rome does not recognize the pretensions of upstart barbarian tribal chieftains. Leave this place, woman.
Woman? I'm Queen Boudicca.
Remove her from our presence.
Don't you dare touch me. I'm a queen. You're nothing but petty, thieving scoundrel.
Shut her mouth. And now leave. Leave while you are still free to do so.
I protest it's illegal. I have...
Again, Paulinus.
No, you cannot. Silence me.
Tie her to the post. Give her the whip. And who are these? Your daughters?
No!
Let them spend the night in the tents of the centurion.
No!
Speak, Boudicca. Speak with humility to the immortal gods.
Yes. I shall speak lies and nonsense to gods who do not exist. But better to babble. And to remember that night, somehow, it passed, and thus, ravaged and disgraced, I made my way deep into the forest to find solitude and a place to hide the shame of our house. But my own people gathered round me.
The immortal gods cry for vengeance.
And we shall be avenged. Let us rise against Rome.
Wait.
Who cries wait?
I. Vectus, son of Avril O'Dunham.
Wait for what?
For the chance to win.
Victory or defeat is in the hands of the immortal gods. The omens are favorable.
To rise up now is to ask for speedy defeat and lingering death.
I know you, Vectus, son of Avril O'Dunham. Your mother was a Roman.
But I am a Briton.
You propose treason.
I propose caution.
Cowardice.
Wisdom.
Blasphemy.
Silence!
I have heard of you, Vectus. You have the name of a bold and fearless fighter. Do you shrink from this just and holy war?
With all my heart, I would struggle and even die in a just and holy cause. I ask you to reconsider this ill-timed and doomed adventure.
And what of the unbearable insult to the women of the house of Prosatogus?
You must swallow it.
He is a traitor. Kill him.
No, wait. He belongs to me. I will kill him myself. Draw your sword, Roman dog.
My queen, I speak for the good of Britain.
Draw your sword, coward.
I will not take arms against my queen.
Your queen is a slut who lives in Nero's palace in Rome. Draw your sword and try to defend yourself. I command it.
Very well, your majesty.
No one is to raise a hand against him. He is mine.
Your majesty.
Quiet, dog. We do not talk. We fight.
But your majesty.
To the death.
But your majesty must listen to me.
Sing your death song.
Very well, your majesty. If there be no other way.
Don't help me. Boudicca is a match for any man in Britain. In the world.
Now, your majesty, what must I do?
You have disarmed me. No one has ever struck the sword from my hand before.
I'm sorry, my queen.
You have the right to kill me.
I have only the obligation to worship, love, and obey you.
Trust! At least I shall have died in combat.
No, your majesty, we must talk.
Talk? What is there to talk about?
Everything. Grant me this favor. I shall never ask another.
Yes?
Retire to the side of this holy oak with me, and let us speak in private.
Do not listen to his honeyed words of
listen,
treason.
Listen first. And if they be treason, kill me.
Very well, Vectus. I will listen. All of you, retire and leave us alone. And now, Vectus.
Do not rise up against Rome.
Better to be crushed into the dirt underfoot.
Do not rise up now.
Why not now? Now,
When the wound is raw and fresh, the pain can only be relieved, and the disgrace wiped out by Roman blood.
Are you a woman out to avenge her own agony, or a queen who must think of an entire nation?
Are you saying I must take no revenge against Rome?
I am saying you must exact justice.
Well, say it any way you will. It must still end in a spilling of Roman blood.
And British.
My people will die gladly.
No one dies gladly when the cause is hopeless.
Why do you insist the cause is hopeless?
Isn't it? For years it's been illegal for our people to bear arms. Boeotia, an entire generation has grown to man and womanhood, unpracticed, untrained in the use of arms.
But courage can overcome every obstacle.
Everyone, perhaps, except the disciplined legions of Rome. We must wait.
Oh, again that word, wait.
Until we have taught our people the skills of warfare.
And how long must we wait?
I cannot say, as long as is needed.
And in the meantime, I am to swallow the insults of Rome, the injury that I have suffered at the hands of Cato Decenius?
For now, my queen, for now, it must be forgotten.
As you can tell by now, this is going to be a war story. And it might be interesting to note that in these days, while we in this country are debating the combat role of women in the armed forces, almost one-third of the Celtic Britons were warrior women who fought with swords and spears side by side with the men. I shall return shortly with Act Two.
This is Gene King for your Better Business Bureau. If disaster struck your home, would you be able to report exactly what you lost to the police, the IRS, or to your insurance company? If not, then it's about time you took a few minutes and took a complete home inventory. To start, list the major items in each room of your house. Note the serial numbers and, where possible, purchase prices, present value, and the date purchased. If you have receipts for any of the items, it's a good idea to attach them. And to back up your written inventory, photograph the walls of each room with the closet or cabinet doors open. Now, on the back of each picture, write the date, the general location, and the contents shown. And you'd better make sure to keep two copies of the inventory, you see. One at home, so that you can update it periodically, and one away from the house in a safe deposit box. Don't lose it. You'll need it. A consumer tip from this station and your Better Business Bureau.
As the controller of a company using the services of ADP, what services do you use?
Well, right now we just use the payroll services.
You're one of the more than 70,000 companies across the country doing that.
70,000? Wow. And we are talking to them about using some of the other services. Anything that makes my job easier is always something I'm looking forward to.
Does ADP make your job easier?
Oh, absolutely. Geez, I can do a payroll in about 15 minutes and call it in about 10. So in 25 minutes, I can pay 90 people in a week. If I had to do it manually, it would probably take me about 7 hours.
Mm-hmm.
It's like having an entire staff of people for less than what I would have to pay just one payroll clerk.
Really?
No question about it. The one thing I like about it the most is the time that it saves me. It allows me to help the company that I work for grow in terms of accounting and things like that.
You'd recommend them to other people?
Oh, without a question.
Go ahead. Recommend them.
Well, I recommend ADP, the computing company.
Very good.
Thank you.
Call ADP at 312-867-6400 or see the white pages.
A French philosopher. And when that woman happens to be a queen who commands an eager army, the chances of peace are slim indeed. Boeotia, deposed queen of the ancient Celtic Britons, has ample justification for trying to exact a bloody revenge from Rome. But as one of her counselors tries to caution her,
Rome has the finest, the most highly disciplined army in the world. And what are we? A horde of unskilled barbarians.
Barbarians?
My lady, we are no match for Rome.
Then we must die.
No. We must live.
As slaves?
No, as men and women who shall carefully prepare for the moment of victory.
And forget what Rome has done to us?
No, no, remember. And let that remembrance bring wisdom, not anger. How can Rome be defeated? Not by force in the open field, but by cunning.
That was wise counsel given to me by Victus. But he did not consider the power of the Archdruid. For we are and always have been a religious people.
You counsel delay, do you, Vectus?
Yes, Holy One.
Our gods speak. They speak through omens and signs. They speak when there is a reddish glow about the moon. Behold, the moon, Boudicca. What is the color that surrounds the moon?
Red.
What is the color of blood?
Red.
And whose blood is it? Not just the blood of our queen and her innocent daughters, but the blood of every Briton. Yes, the blood of the gods themselves. Here we are, in our thousands, a mighty host. Let us be terrible in our vengeance. Cato, the Roman despoiler, is even now polluting the palace of our queen. He is guarded by only a few hundred. Let us take revenge!
How could I resist the opportunity to make Cato pay for his outrages? Yes, Simon was right. There was a debt. It could only be paid in blood.
But this is a declaration of war.
So be it.
No, listen to me.
There's a time to listen and a time to act.
This is not the time.
Tell me, Vectus, when will the time come?
When we are ready, my queen.
And who will decide when we are ready? Now, at this moment, we can overwhelm Cato, kill him and every one of his soldiers and servants and the traitors among our people who serve him.
Boudicca, this is what Nero wants us to do.
Nero wants us to slaughter his own procurator? Are you mad?
Oh, this is part of his plan. Nero foresees this vengeance of yours. He wants you to take it. And this shall become his pretext to spread fire and sword all through Britain.
Does this half-Roman still babble, Boudicca? Our very gods have been violated. Our gods demand vengeance.
I could no longer hear the calm voice of Vectus. I could only see the ugly, leering face of Cato the Roman. I could feel the pain of the whip biting into my body. I could feel the shame of the outrage searing my soul. I was mad with the desire for revenge. No one, nothing, could prevent me from spilling the blood of Cato.
If it is to be done, let it at least be done successfully.
All here recognize your superior skill in warfare, Vectus. Shall you lead the army?
No, my queen. Not the army, not this huge, unwieldy horde. I want 1,000 of the older men. Veterans. Men who have wet their swords before.
At the head of 1,000 picked men, Vectus and I made our way back to what had once been the palace of the Iceni kings.
I will kill the first man who makes a sound. Quietly. Walk quietly. If you encounter a Roman, dispatch him quietly. Let no one live to give the alarm.
Slowly, silently, we entered the town. No one expected an attack. A few sentries were either asleep or drunk. They died quickly. Now we stood before the ancient palace. Cato was feasting with his officers in what had recently been the council room of the Iceni king. It was a roaring, drunken revel. We entered the hall, unseen by any within. The Roman weapons were stacked against the wall. Quickly, we picked them up.
Roman carrion! Dogs!
What is this? What? Why, it's the widow. What is it you want here? Another lesson? Polonius! Polonius, you scoundrel, where is the whip?
I hold the whip here in my hand, Cato.
Well, you must be mad.
Tie him to the post!
What, you dare to lay hands on an official of Rome?
Polonius, step forward. Come here, dog. Take this whip And now do to your master what you have done to me.
No, Paulinus.
Let us see twice the zeal that you practiced on me, Paulinus. And you shall be rewarded by a quick and merciful death. Begin now.
No!
Not a Roman survived the vengeance of that night. And all over Britain, the tribes rose up in their fury. Everywhere the tale was the same. Death to all who were Romans. What have you to say now, my bold Vectis?
Ilea iacta est.
What is that?
Latin.
What does it mean?
The die is cast.
Must you say it in the Roman tongue?
Yes, my queen. It is necessary to be able to think in their tongue, to try to understand what they intend to do now.
And what is the difference? We proved tonight that we're more than a match for them.
Yes, we're more than a match for elderly veterans, for raw reserves. But soon we shall be facing hardened, battle-tested legions. And that will tell another story.
We shall sweep them into the sea.
My queen, we must avoid an open fight.
How can we win unless we smash them in the field?
We cannot smash them.
No?
We must bleed them. Look at me. Look at yourself. We both wear Roman breastplates, stripped from some poor dead devils. We both carry Roman javelins. See how much better and stronger they are than our own? And their tactics, far superior.
But I don't understand you, Vectis. You forget. Our history is the will of our gods.
Yes, but the Romans also have their gods.
Ours shall prevail.
Only if we fight on ground where our gods are strongest.
And where is this ground?
Here. Here in the forest. The Romans cannot fight in the dense, closely packed woods. They need the open plains to maneuver, to take advantage of their weapons and tactics.
But what can we do in the forest?
Stay here. And wait for the Romans to come in after us, as they must. We shall bleed them. A man here, a man there. And soon their armies shall have melted away.
But who has the patience for this merchant's warfare?
We must develop it. Let us pause here, Boudicca.
Why?
To talk to the gods.
Only Cynwyn the Archdruid may speak with the gods.
Cynwyn is an old fraud.
Blasphemy!
Is it? You must know that Cynwyn is only interested in saving his own skin. Here, let us dismount.
But why?
I've already told you. So that we may hear the voices of the gods. Come. Walk with me. Do you feel the presence of the gods?
Yes. Yes. I had no idea that this was a holy place.
Every forest is a holy place for the immortal gods. Ask them, Boudicca. Ask them what they would say to you. Ask.
Gods? Immortal gods? Do you speak through me? Do you speak through me?
Listen, Boudicca. Listen, and the words shall issue forth from your own lips.
Boudicca, favored of women, let us help you. Let your gods help you. Let us help you here in our sacred forest where we rule supreme. Let us help you. Wait here. Wait here for the Roman host. Wait here and prevail.
Did you hear me? Did you hear them?
Yes.
This is a place of wonder, Vector.
Of such wonders as mankind has never seen.
For a moment I'd forgotten that I was a woman.
I've never forgotten that you are a woman.
What are you saying?
I have said too much.
Well, perhaps you've not said enough.
I have always loved you.
I know.
You know?
It is obvious in the way you look at me. The way you speak to me.
Then you must forgive my presumption.
Love cannot be presumptuous, especially when it is returned.
You love me then, my queen?
Yes, Vector. I've always loved you.
So, blows the wind in that direction. And why not? Surely no man and woman could ever be more worthy of each other. But you can see the beginnings of the problem. Although most stories concern themselves with love and war, love and war seldom mix. We shall see just how this works out in Act 3 shortly.
Chocolate lovers, Nestle Quick and Nabisco's Oreo cookies are offering you a free half gallon of milk. Now, when you enjoy two of America's favorite chocolate treats, the milk's on us. Next time you buy Quick chocolate flavor and Oreo chocolate sandwich cookies, send us your proofs of purchase and we'll send you a coupon good for a free half gallon of milk. Our treat to you just for being a chocolate lover. This offer is limited, so look for details at your participating grocer. Void where prohibited.
Weekdays on CBS Television. Start your laughs with that normal bug.
Normal? Not a chance.
This could be a blessing in sheep's clothing.
On One Day at a Time. Then stick around for some lip-smacking comedy.
Hey, Alice, your voice is as great as your meatballs.
On Alice and... To The Price is Right with the priceless Bob Barker. Don't miss One Day at a Time. Alice and The Price is Right. Weekdays on CBS Television.
You've seen Eileen on television. She bought her floor tile at Century Tile and Supply and installed it herself. Was it enough to know Century Tile was selling to you at prices near wholesale?
The prices at Century are really terrific, but there are lots of other reasons to shop Century.
Like stepping into Century's Celotex Ceiling Sales Center? Here, Century's knowledgeable counter people help you find the Celotex answer to cracked, sagging, or just plain dull ceilings. You'll get answers about Celotex's acoustical ceilings, fire-rated and non-combustible ceiling tile, and exceptionally attractive vinyl-covered, washable ceiling tiles and panels. Celotex ceilings go up easy, even easier with Century's do-it-yourself instruction.
If helping you buy tile was a profession, Century would be the pro. So see the most in tile in four Centuries. Lombard, Mount Prospect, two Chicago locations. Open 7 days. Master charge and Visa. Century Tile and Supply Company.
This is WBBM Chicago.
Marked, said Napoleon, and no one can claim a moment beyond his foreordained time. But the problem is we can only learn the allotted times as they apply to the others in the past. When it comes to ourselves, there is only one way to find out, isn't there? And of course, at that moment, the knowledge is no longer of any use to us.
I love you, Vectus. I loved you when you first came to our court to lead my husband's armies.
And I resigned my command because I could not be disloyal to my king.
But we love at the behest of the gods. And this love in this holy place is at their command. Do you believe this?
Yes, I believe this. There is magic in this night. Yes, my beloved, we Britons are people of the forests. And so long as we shall remain in these forests, we shall prevail. It's only when we become like the people of the open plains that we shall be destroyed.
Oh, let us not at this time and in this place talk of destruction, my beloved. It was a night that was filled with magic. All about me were scenes of such wonders I had never dreamed could be. And Vectus, beloved Vectus, was a good and wise teacher.
See how the stream ripples with rainbow colors in the sudden shafts of early sunlight?
Yes.
These are the spirits of the sky. See how bright they are? That is because they are spirits of love.
Love?
Oh, yes. Because they're so warm and so filled with life.
Vectus? This is the first time that anyone has ever spoken to me about the spirits of love.
Oh, I cannot believe that.
Yes, I have never seen beauty in the world until just now.
Why not?
Perhaps it was because I was always taught that life was just a grim business.
Or it can be. Unless it is made beautiful by love.
But I have never known love until just now.
But surely you loved your husband?
He was an old man. The match was arranged. I spent my years learning to be a queen.
You have become a great queen.
But I've never been able to be a woman. Woman in love. Oh, how I envied the humblest of my women slaves who had a man to turn to when his work was finished. Agnes, see how the water sparkles in this lovely stream.
Let us follow it, my dear.
Do we have the right?
The right?
Well, the entire countryside is in flames. There's the war. Have we the right to move away from it as if it didn't exist? Merely for the sake of our own pleasure?
There will be enough of war and hatred and killing. Enough ugliness and misery soon, my dearest. Let us steal a moment or two while we may. Who knows how long we both shall live?
Hectors, I'm frightened. The tone in your voice.
What of it?
Sends a chill through me.
Oh, my darling, I meant nothing by it.
Yes, you did. Are you saying that we are destined to lose?
I have said nothing. Our fates have not yet been cast. We can win.
Oh, to hear you say that.
There is only one course we can follow. It will take superhuman self-discipline. Are we capable of it? But let us not think of that now, no. Now let us steal a moment which shall be even sweeter for having been stolen.
Yes, my love. And so the hours and the days passed. No, not many of them, actually. All too few. It was impossible to get away from the war. It kept intruding itself no matter where we tried to turn.
Your Majesty.
Yes, Holy One.
Your place is with the army in the field.
The army has no business being in the field.
Does Vectus determine the strategy of our forces now, Your Majesty?
Vectus speaks for me, Cynwen.
And while the two of you dally in adulterous union, the opportunities to destroy Rome are slipping from our grasp.
I warn you, Cynwen. Your priestly robe does not give you license to insult the queen or myself.
You dare to raise a hand to the archdruid of Britain?
I will cut off the head of the archdruid if he does not learn to control his tongue.
The gods will punish this blasphemy.
Silence! The murmuring of my people. A council was convened of all the chiefs and elders. The almost universal sentiment was to meet the Romans in open combat. And then Vectus spoke.
Hear me.
He is a Roman spy.
He has my leave to speak.
Hear me. A Roman army has landed in Britain. The 21st, the 11th, and the 9th legions.
They are less than 30,000. We outnumber them 5-1.
Remember, these are professional soldiers of Rome. The battle-hardened veterans. It is men like these who, under the Emperor Claudius, defeated our grandparents and took this island.
That was 100 years ago.
True! But what have we learned in 100 years, Cynwen? Answer me that! Are we better warriors than our grandfathers? Braver? More skillful? Shall we repeat their mistakes? Shall we throw ourselves against the spears of the legions just as they did?
People, all he has to offer is the counsel of despair.
Listen to what I have to offer, because it is our only chance for victory. We are not Rome's only conquered and martyred province. Half the world groans under her cruel yoke. The Teutonic tribes in Germany, our own Celtic brothers and sisters in Gaul, the Iberians in Spain, the Scythians, the Greeks, the Egyptians, the Persians.
Who are all these people? How do we even know they exist?
These are fellow sufferers. Now and then one nation revolts. But because it is only one nation, the Romans crush it with ease. But listen, my countrymen, suppose, just suppose,
all of us were to rise against Rome at once. Suppose she had 10 revolts to put down instead of only one. What then?
This is a dream.
Of course! Freedom always begins as a dream. But men and women of faith can make it come true!
His oratory touched the hearts and minds of his listeners. And suddenly, there it was, the worldwide revolt against Rome. True, most of our people had never heard of these distant places, but everyone's imagination was fired by the possibilities, the exciting, thrilling possibilities. I sent envoys to Spain and to Gaul, to Germany, to wherever Rome ruled. But soon it became apparent we would have problems.
Yes, my queen?
We've heard from none of our ambassadors.
These things take time.
Time, Victus? How much time?
I cannot say. Revolts are not organized in hours. It may take months, perhaps years.
But we cannot wait for years or even months.
But we must. Queen, surely you recognize the importance of a long-range plan against Rome.
Yes, I do. Because, my beloved, you have civilized me a little. But the people are restless and thirsty for revenge. I must lead them into combat against Rome, or else I shall lose them. They shall cast me aside and follow another leader.
Very well. If we must fight now, let us fight now. But let us fight carefully. Let us snap at their heels, capture their supply wagons, kill off their stragglers.
It was wise counsel, and for a while it kept the army occupied and content. But unfortunately, it did not flatter the manhood of most of my soldiers. They were becoming restless. They were tired of striking a blow and running away. They demanded a fight to the finish.
Yes, a fight to the finish, but it is certain to be our finish.
The Roman army is drawn up outside of Camulodunum. They are waiting for us to meet them.
And why should we do that?
So that we can conquer and put an end to this war.
This is an old argument, Sinwin. Listen to me!
Vector spoke, and they listened. But they were restless. They wanted action and blood. I realized that Vectus would never understand the barbarian side of his heredity. He was too civilized. Then, finally, we heard a trumpet call.
The Romans! They send us a herald!
I have a message from the commander of the Imperial Roman Army in Britain.
Speak.
No, it is our mission and purpose to bring matters to a conclusion. But this can only be done in combat. We are drawn up in battle array to await your coming, but we fear you are too cowardly to meet us in the field. Instead, you prefer to skulk like thieves and assassins.
Is that the entire message?
That is the entire message.
Take back this answer. If your commander has the courage to place himself at the head of his troops, as I do in front of mine, we shall see who the cowards are. Speak these words to the Roman butcher in my name.
He did it deliberately, to provoke you.
And he succeeded.
But surely common sense...
We Britons are bereft of common sense, which is why we are barbarians.
Listen no longer to the counsels of confusion. Victory is ordained by the gods. In their name we fight. In their cause we conquer.
I actually believed him. I believed that the gods would give us victory. We approached Camulodunum, and there was the Roman army drawn up in battle order. We outnumbered them. But I had a grim lesson to learn. Superior numbers do not always mean superior strength.
Boadicea, it is not too late.
It is too late for your counsels now, Vectus.
They will form their dreaded wedge. They will cut through us like a knife through butter.
I can no longer listen, Vectus. Let us attack.
You mean to make a frontal assault?
Let all who want to end the oppression of Rome follow me.
Thank you.
followed me, and so did the rest of the army. And soon, it was all over. I cannot believe there could be so much devastation in so short a time. The Romans stood their ground and then formed the terrible wedges that Vectus had spoken of. Soon we were fleeing in disarray. The Romans followed and the fields turned red with blood. The blood of Britons. We were being slaughtered like cattle. I fought as long and as hard as I could. And then my horse went down. Suddenly I was seized by strong hands. It was Vectus. He lifted me into his saddle. There we go.
We must save your life.
No, let me die here.
You must live.
Why?
To fight another day.
You know as well as I do there cannot be another day, Vectus.
We can reach the forest. We shall be saved.
Look, they're being pursued.
They're gaining. Rodicia, neither of us must be taken alive.
What are you doing?
You ride on. I'll stand here and delay them.
No!
Go!
Oh, Vectus! Vectus, my beloved!
It was the last I saw of him. The horse galloped into the forest. Where could I go? Where could I hide? Britain was too small for me. Sooner or later, they must find me. I remembered Vectus' last words. Neither of us must be taken alive. Did they take him alive, I wondered? They must not take me. And so I made my way to the sacred grove, where I found Simon. And for the first time, I saw him for what he really was, an old fraud. Remarkable. Vectus had known it all along. But I am a barbarian, and the barbarians are no match for Rome. So I will raise the cup, the silver cup of poison, to my lips. She drank, and she died. What happened to Vectus, we cannot say. But she was a great queen. She knew how to live, and she knew how to end her life. But she was wrong about one thing. She said that the barbarians were no match for Rome. The fact is, some 400 years later, it was the barbarians who finally brought down the Roman Empire. What had been impossible in the year 62 A.D., was accomplished with relative ease in the 5th century. It's all a matter of timing, isn't it? So much depends not so much on what we do, but when we do it. I shall return shortly.
You're there, baby!
I remember to correct my grip. I even remember to duck.
That's 21-6, my gate.
Could I have forgotten? My body?
Don't forget your body. Remember Rexall vitamins.
If your life is active, eat the right foods. For supplement, remember Rexall stress formula vitamins plus iron.
Don't forget your body. Remember Rexall vitamins.
Rexall stress formula vitamins plus iron. Only $3.79 at all participating stores.
Do you have a sight problem that prevents you from reading? Hi, this is Max Morath with news about Choice Magazine Listening, a free service. Six times yearly, Choice Magazine Listening brings you, on 8 RPM phonograph records, 8 hours of selections from leading magazines. For information, write Listening Box 10, Port Washington, New York, 11050. Remember, it's free. Write Listening Box 10, Port Washington, New York, 11050. A public service message on behalf of the nonprofit Lucerna Fund.
As the 809 pulled out of the station, Christine pulled out her latest Raven House paperback mystery and began to read.
And the only clue to the murder was the red carnation on the bed pillow.
Is this seat taken?
No.
Where are you headed?
Later.
He's wearing a red carnation.
Is there anything wrong?
You're wearing a red carnation.
Yes, I'm very fond of it.
It's you. You're the killer.
I beg your pardon.
Conductor! Conductor!
Wait a minute. You're making a big mistake.
Raven House Mysteries. Which one will claim you as its victim?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was reading this Raven House mystery and I got a little carried away.
Raven House publishes new mysteries every month. If you're clever enough, you'll find Raven House Mysteries wherever paperbacks are sold.
The ancient Celtic peoples were cruel and violent, but there was no malice in their behavior. They simply didn't know better. How can we account for the cruelty and violence of the so-called civilized Romans? The answer, and it holds good to this day, is that people who should know better should be judged more strictly. Our cast included Marion Seldes, Russell Horton, and Lloyd Batista. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Raven House Paperback Mysteries. This is Tammy Grimes, inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
Michigan Travel and Information Center at 372-0080. That's 372-0080.
CBS News, Senator Harrison Williams will resign his Senate seat rather than force his colleagues to expel him. This is Rob Armstrong reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Phil Jones has been covering the Williams case and has this report.
CBS News has been told that Senator Williams plans to resign. This is a different attitude than he had when he headed to the Senate floor.
I'm going over there to fight.
It was in a way to the defense, the senator from Hawaii arguing that much of the evidence left reasonable doubt. Senator in Norway disclosed that he had received several calls after Williams had talked on the floor, saying of Williams, he blew it. He was rambling. He should have been a bit more humble. He appeared arrogant. In the gallery, his wife broke into tears as she heard Inouye ask his colleagues, are we to punish him because his presentation was rambling and not in the tradition of Daniel Webster? From the beginning, several senators urged Williams to resign rather than go through an expulsion fight. But only now, after he's had his day on the Senate floor, is he apparently willing to take their advice. Phil Jones, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
CBS News continues after this message.
Saturday, CBS Television presents The Champ. John Voight's the father, Ricky Schroeder's the son. Together, they were a team. Inseparable. Faye Dunaway is the wife and mother that deserted them 7 years before.
TJ found out last night that he has a mother.
A story of love, dedication, pain, and courage. The Champ. On the CBS Saturday Night Movie at 9, 8 Central and Mountain. up to Goodyear for hard driving deals on Goodyear Wrangler all-season radials, the best-performing tires for your pickup or RV. And now when you buy four Wrangler radials, you'll also get a Western-style vest absolutely free. You'll be driving in style with this handsome buckskin tan vest with shepherd lining that retails for $39.95. Don't miss this hard driving deal at your participating Goodyear dealer. Buy four Goodyear Wrangler all-season radials and get a Western-style vest free.
CBS News has learned that the CIA is training and directing commandos based in Honduras against the Sandinista government in Nicaragua. Government sources say President Reagan approved the $19 million secret operation last November, an operation that reportedly involves about 500 commandos. They are all said to be from Latin America, no U.S. citizens. President Reagan and the CIA would not comment on the story. President Reagan has proclaimed March 21st as Afghanistan Day to honor the heroism of the Afghan people against the Soviet invasion force.
I want to address the claim made by the Soviet Union that its troops entered Afghanistan and must remain there as a result of foreign intervention against the Kabul government. The world is well aware that this is nothing more than propaganda designed to divert international attention from the sordid reality. The foreign interference in Afghanistan comes from the nearly 100,000 Soviet armed invaders.
The president refused comment on whether the U.S. is supplying arms to the Afghan rebels. 17 senators and 128 members of the House have endorsed a resolution calling on the Reagan administration to enter into negotiations with the Soviet Union aimed at ending the stockpiling of nuclear weapons. The administration quickly said no to the idea. The Senate Judiciary Committee approved a constitutional amendment that would allow the states and Congress to enact laws banning or restricting abortions. The committee vote was 10 to 7. The next step for the proposed amendment is the floor of the U.S. Senate. The 290 members of the United Auto Workers Union GM Council is scheduled to vote in the morning on whether to resume contract talks with General Motors. If there is strong council support, union officials say the two sides will resume negotiations Friday. Talks between the UMW and GM broke down January 28th. The Los Angeles County Coroner has issued a statement saying actor-comedian John Belushi died of an overdose of heroin and cocaine. Belushi was found dead last Friday in Los Angeles. Now this.
Have you taken a good look at your career lately? How your working life stacks up against others in your field? Are you making as much as they are? Rising as fast? Are you getting the recognition and challenge you deserve? There is a publication that can help you answer questions like these. The National Business Employment Weekly, published by the Wall Street Journal every week. The National Business Employment Weekly contains valuable articles, from writing effective resumes to career planning guidance, and hundreds of top job opportunities from every regional edition of the Wall Street Journal all across the country. Executive, managerial, and professional jobs from $25,000 to $250,000. If you're looking for a better job, you may find a better job looking for you in the National Business Employment Weekly. Pick up a copy at your newsstand. Or if you prefer, we'll rush you the next 8 copies by first-class mail for $29. Call toll-free in the continental U.S., 800-228-5500. That's 800-228-5500. Except in Nebraska. Major credit cards accepted.
Retail sales posted a 1.6% gain in February over the previous month. The Commerce Department cited better weather as the main reason for the improved figures. There was a sign of the times for chocolate lovers from Hershey, Pennsylvania. The Hershey Chocolate Company says it is raising the price of its chocolate candy. An average candy bar will cost a nickel more. The company, however, says it will start to make the chocolate bars bigger. Rob Armstrong, CBS News.
This is CBS News Radio 78, WBBM Chicago.
Good evening, everyone. It's 11:33 now, and this is Alan Bickley on News Radio 78 in Chicago.